So, Mr.
Hello,
Richard.
Oh. Hey, thanks, Caleb. I'll take it from here. Hey, Richard, how are you doing today?
Everybody, I can. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I want to give you a call about Space City Septic Services. Did we have a chance to speak briefly a couple days back, or is that another?
I don't know. We talked about.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. We have some space available in the area for a septic service to exclusive leads. We would work with you and you alone to help promote your business across Google Maps, business profile, Facebook, all sorts of different things. And we can help guide you along the way. It's just a monthly fee to get started. No big upfront fee. We just go a month-to-month basis. We ask that you just give us 90 days to do our thing, 90-day verbal commitment with us. And we can show you some data, show you some results. We'll get the phone ringing with our Facebook campaign, and everything's going to work out great. What do you say? Did you have some questions?
Yeah, how much it costs?
So this is going to do $100 in Facebook ads and then $199 for the website and all the SEO. So you'd be looking at a $299 per month bill. Is that in your ballpark for a marketing budget?
Yeah, but the thing is Facebook really doesn't work like for our kind of business.
For Stepsy, it can. And what's good about it is that it generates a lot of buzz across the internet. So as a meta partner, you want to have a lot of information regarding your business from a trusted source. Meta is one of the most trusted. In fact, it's the second most visited website on the internet. So having information...
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let's just say you want like more of an emergency business. So if you want something done right away, would you go on Facebook and look them up? Like, honey, is somebody breaking in the house? Would you go check out Facebook?
And that's not what I would ever suggest either. It's just that it's a strong cross-reference online, so it bulks up your emergency service. Someone's going to go on, you see your reviews. They're going to Google it. They're going to see a nice, sharp Google business profile. They're going to see emergency services and everything. Or they're going to Alexa. Do Siri or Alexa.
Yeah, but what if... I picked that, those things. That's different. But, like, if you have a septic issue, and your wife has a septic issue, and the tank's all backed up, and are you going to go on, you know, Facebook and start looking through Facebook and say, look at this guy, look at that guy. Yeah, by the time
I get what you mean. But the reason we do the Facebook is because it's a good component to have. It's not, some of these things will be redundant. Like if you were doing wood panel floors or something like that, maybe they'll go on there to look at the library. But septic, you're going out there with the truck, you're getting a tough job done safely, and you're getting on out of there with your money. So the Facebook really, you know, we include that. It's not going to be the centerpiece of our entire operation here, obviously, but we want to have it because it's good. It's a good cross-reference just to have. Take a hands-off approach with that. We'll just optimize it for your services and your location data, and then that way you're registered with a good place on the internet. Name, address, phone number data is uniform across the internet. Hours of operation. Emergency phone number, uniform across the internet. You just got in a couple additional places with your name verified. That can make the difference between the phone call or no phone call. So it's just good to have. You know what I mean? We'd be looking mainly at Google Maps and getting some reviews generated. We want to cause some buzz around in business. So what we want to do is get you started with my site, website, and then we want to have you verified. Are you licensed and insured? Rich, do you carry your license and insurance?
Yeah.
Great. All right. So what we can also do is have you Google verified, where we're a Google Channel partner. We would put together a a account manager for you, and he's going to set up basically a packet to send into Google. It's going to have your company info, your license information, your insurance information. They'll conduct a background check using some of the money to make sure no felonies in the last 7 years, not on any watch list. It comes back after 30 days.
What happens if, you're like, that doesn't even make any sense, right? I'm okay.
Well, you can skip the verification.
You have been kicked from this conference.